Sandy.
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 Sandy. I am the demon spirit, born of the souls of all the indignant bisexual women you have insulted with the Lesbian Mafia podcast.
We have feelings too.
Sandy. As punishment for your prejudiced and judgmental lesbian nature, the following misfortunes will befall you.
Watch out.
First, within 1 week of hearing this MP3, you will receive 100 negative reviews.
They'll say they hate your lowbrow show.
Second, you and your podcast will be denounced in both The Advocate and Out magazines. They will not print your trademark logo because we all know all press is good press.
No free advertising.
Third, all of your audio files will be corrupted.
Yeah.
And your recording software will never launch again.
That's right, you're totally screwed.
And lastly, you will suffer from a perpetual yeast infection that no amount of Monistat can cure.
So itchy.
But, Sandy, there is a way to redeem yourself and be spared from your horrific fate. You just have to tell everyone that Heidi, former host of the Chaos Radio Show, is the queen of all bisexuals, and offer up 3 of your hottest lesbian fans in sacrifice to her. Then, all will be forgiven.
That's all there is.
Choose wisely, Sandy.
So easy.
But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Hello, you are listening to show number 42 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host,
Dracula. I bid you welcome.
Hi, how are you guys doing? It is very close to Halloween over here. I'm not really sure how I feel about it this year. There's so much icky stuff in the air that it's kind of hard to appreciate fun holidays like Halloween. And I hate to perpetuate icky stuff, but it's really kind of hard to ignore what is happening. I mean, you know, just starting with Wall Street and I mean, I cannot believe the level of corruption that I'm witnessing. It's pretty terrifying. And everything that's going on with the election, this is why I make podcasts where I talk about Madonna and Britney and Lindsay Lohan. Because I just can't engage in idiot battles over an election. I can't do it. And the uglier people get with each other, the more tuned out I get. Like, I just completely tune it off. So, you know, I end up making podcasts about Madonna. So keep it up, because if you keep it up, soon I'll be making podcasts about Johnny Cash.
I hurt myself today.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I will play more Britney Spears songs if you continue. I will do it. But before I go any further, I would like to say a very big thank you to Britney, who made a very generous donation to the podcast, and I'm very, very grateful. It was a very generous donation. How many times am I going to say very? But so I really appreciated that. Thank you very much. That will go to pay for hosting and a number of other things. It was a really generous donation. Okay, I'll stop saying how generous it was, okay? It's annoying. But it's listener support like this that keeps this show going the way it does. If I didn't have help from you guys, really, I wouldn't be able to do it, because the podcast may be free for you, but it's not free for me. So donations like this really help, whether they're small or large. They're really helpful and very much appreciated. And it keeps this show full of F-bombs and advertising free, which is a really big thing of mine. I can't stand advertising. I probably don't need to say that again because I've said it so many times. Anyway, so I just wanted to read an email that I got, and I get the most beautiful emails, and I'm telling you, if I didn't get the supportive emails from you guys, I probably would not be able to continue to do this show, because there will be an occasional douche that'll come through, and it'll, like, you know, be upsetting. So I want to find this email that I got that I wanted to read from you guys. Okay, ready? Here it go. Natasha, how the fuck are you fucking bitch tacking to my girl? If I find out that you're talking to the number two, her, I'm fucking you up, fucking bitch. So fuck off, bitch. Thank you very much for that lovely email. I'm not really sure how to respond to that. So if you have any suggestions, I'll take it. Yeah, so I just had a cinnamon bun, and then I looked on the back of the wrapper that it came in, and it said there was 33 grams of fat in it. So what happens is after I, like, for like a half an hour after I eat this kind of stuff, like, I wait to see if I'm going to have a heart attack. I do that every time. And I don't know if I'm going to see my parents for Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'm going to go sit with those people. I really don't feel like it. And I can't take the conversation. And then I have my uncle, who I grew up with as immediate family, so he's like my brother. His idea of dinner conversation is talking about the hair on his legs. Do you honestly think that a table full of women want to hear about your disgusting hairy legs? And I start to think of, like, baboons and gorillas. I automatically make that. Why don't women have guns? Why isn't it mandatory that women are awarded guns at a certain age? If you don't have a history of any kind of violence or crime, why isn't it that women are not given guns? This is what I want to know. Why is it that all of the criminals and the 15-year-old drug dealers have to have guns, and I have to be afraid to go out at 2 in the morning to go pick up a cinnamon roll bun? I have to be afraid at 2 in the morning to go because there might be some psycho with a gun. That's not enough for them to be physically stronger. They also have to have weapons like guns to completely intimidate us. What, are you supposed to never leave the house when it gets dark? What are we, like, I feel like a 90-year-old woman, like, oh, maybe you shouldn't go out, it's late. You know, sometimes I feel like that, you know? I have to be a prisoner in my own house. What do they want us on the internet? This is why they have the internet, so that it keeps us divided. The internet doesn't bring people together. It keeps us apart. Keeps us away from each other. It keeps us from forming communities. It keeps us from relating. And then they could do stupid things like have a two-party system where half of the country is fighting with the other half of the country, like it's some kind of world war, like Michael said in Germany. This is an election, and it's like World War II is happening. World War III is happening. And people are actually battling with each other. Like, while you fight, these guys sit there and they do whatever they want up there, and they're both supported by the same bankers. So I don't understand all of this infighting. And I've never seen the gay community this divided and separate from each other. I've never seen anything like this. This is horrifying. I've never seen communities divided in this way. I've never seen it. I got to stop complaining, because what happens when you complain is you perpetuate it. I don't get it. Are people actually seriously fighting with each other in this way? It's astounding to me. And then they can see what we're doing on the computer. They can listen to us on the telephone. They want to be able to see into our homes. They want to put frickin' chips in our frickin' ears, practically. But we can't know what's happening with the money on Wall Street. That's all secret. We're not allowed to know that. That's a secret. And then when everybody loses their pensions, they want to make sure that we don't have guns. Anyway. I really have no idea what I'm talking about. Never buy caffeine-free Diet Coke, because what it is, essentially, it's just flat. That's all it is. It tastes like Coke that's been sitting out for 3 days. God knows what I'm ingesting, that they're trying to kill us. They poison us with in everything that we buy. What can you buy that's not poisoned? What can you buy that doesn't poison you? That's what I want to know. Tell me what you can buy that does not poison you. Tell me what you can eat that doesn't poison you.
Tell me what you can eat that doesn't poison you. Tell me.
I'm in a very bizarre mood. Bizarro. I don't know. We have to think positive thoughts. So let's take deep breaths. Squared breathing. You ever do squared breathing? It's a count of four in, you hold for four, and you let out at four. I'm calming myself down. Oh, I think I'm a little dizzy. I'm a little high. I can't. I really can't do it. Would you prefer that I talk about Madonna? You want me to talk about Britney and Lindsay Lohan and these other imbeciles in the television that we're supposed to be so happy? I'm supposed to be happy about Lindsay Lohan. Woohoo! I'm supposed to be happy when a song I Kissed a Girl comes out. I'm supposed to look up to these fucking morons. Oh my God, somebody, I can't take it. You want me to talk about Paris Hilton? I could talk about Paris Hilton. I don't have to talk about the things that are going. I really don't. I don't turn on my TV ever. I haven't turned it on in about a month. I won't. What do you think? I'm going to let that TV hypnotize me like it's some kind of... I'm not a drug addict. I don't need to watch the TV. I don't need to watch the TV. What, so they could brainwash me and tell me that I need Paxil or that I need to take some arthritis medication? I need whatever medication, you know, whatever medication of the week there's out there. What, you think I need to watch that so they could put their little subliminal 3-second commercials in the middle of everything that we're watching? Get out of here. I don't need to watch that disgusting television. Brainwashing lies. A bunch of smarmy little smart-ass news anchors on MSNBC and CNN and Fox. That evil news trifecta. It's a trifecta. They're all blood cousins. All a bunch of smarmy little wise-asses. Yeah, that's news. This is news now. Be a little smart-ass. Wow. That's a great way to distribute information. Do it in a way that you're ridiculing. You know, ridicule, that's the news. Ridicule everyone. That's great. No, I can't wait to turn on the evening news and watch these stupid smart asses. And everybody thinks, oh, they're so smart because they're little wise asses. And they know how to tell each other off. That's so respectable. I will not be pulled in. Fuck your mother. I'm not watching that garbage. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. Fuck yourself. I'm usually so festive around this time of year. I feel festive. And well, actually, probably by the next podcast, hopefully, things will have settled down. And good God, this hell can finally be over. I want one of those Wall Street thug motherfuckers to go to jail. I want about 20 or 30 of them to go to fucking jail. Why the fuck aren't one of them going to jail? What the fuck is going on in this world? What the fuck? I am so nuts. I've turned into that guy from Network.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
It's official. I've turned into the man from Network. I'm flush. I'm flush with heat going through my body. I hope that doesn't mean I'm having a stroke. God bless me. All right, let's talk to, let's change the environment here and talk to some, you know, people.
Do you believe in the boogeyman?
Okay, Lolly, hello.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Very good, Lolly from California. I'm giving you a proper, proper introduction.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Because you're like a Hollywood starlet, you complain if you're not properly introduced.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's common decency.
It is. I apologize. I have very, very bad etiquette. It's very bad. What do you think about that Radio Dentata?
Radio Dentata rules.
We're now also syndicated on Radio Dentata, which means radio with teeth. And the show is on Tuesdays at
6.
Tuesdays at 6, RadioDentata.com, The Lesbian Mafia. Very interesting website, and there's other interesting shows on there as well. So if anybody wanted to check out RadioDentata.com, how many times am I going to say that? I feel like a fucking commercial.
Radio Dentata.
I fucking hate myself today.
No.
Anyway, so it's freezing here.
But wait, no, you forgot to talk about the phone line that you can call in and listen to the Lesbian Mafia.
That's right.
Anytime.
That's right. We can listen. Anyone can listen to the show from anywhere as long as they have a telephone. And all you got to do is dial the number and listen. That's it.
The number is 651-925-1610.
Yes. And wherever you are, it'll turn your phone into a podcast player. So that's pretty cool.
Yay!
Yeah, thanks for remembering that.
Yeah, no problem. I was listening to it today, actually. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the sound quality isn't like 100%, but I mean, if you feel like listening to the show, if you're somewhere, if you can't get on your computer or, you know, you can always call in and listen for it. I listened to it last night from my bedroom.
Yeah, you know what else is cool? Like, if you're feeling lonely and you're standing around somewhere and you're waiting for something or you're in line somewhere and you got nothing to do and you're tired of texting, you just pick up the phone and call that number.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When else can you listen to it? You can listen to it while you're having sex with your girlfriend.
Or you can just call at night and have phone sex to our voices, which will also work just fine. We have no problem with that. Do you, Sandy?
Not at all. Maybe we should record things that people would say, you know, on a number so that people can call. Maybe we could do that. Or we could have, you and I can record phone sex sessions.
You know what? That is brilliant. But you can only listen to it if you call that number. But you can't post it anywhere else. So those of you who get lonely, call in and handle your business while you're on the phone and nobody will know.
Right. It can be arranged.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening for Halloween over there?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Halloween's going to be a monumental day for me. You know why? You know why. I don't want to talk about it.
You don't?
What, my birthday?
Yeah, why not?
The big 3-0.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I'm going to start lying about my age.
Oh, God. I don't think, is 30 time to start lying? Yeah, I think they do start lying at 30, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, I really loved turning 30. That was such a great year for me.
Oh, God.
I loved it. Yeah, I loved my 20s, but I don't know, like, 30 just felt like, wow, you know, things are getting better. I don't know. There was just that sense that things were getting better when in fact they were turning to shit and I didn't realize that. But
yeah, you know what though? Like I had a great time in my 20s, but I had a lot of bad times. So I'm hoping that my 30s will bring me good times.
Yeah, you're on to a new phase.
Yeah, you know, when you learn from all your mistakes and you don't make the same ones, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you're not young enough to know it all anymore.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
With a little bit of age does come some kind of humility that maybe you don't know it all the time.
Right. You know what's funny? It's like a weird cycle. Like when you're in your teens, you think you know it all. And then when you're in your 20s, you don't know shit.
Yeah, but the thing about your 20s is you think you know it all. When you're a teenager and you think you know it all, you at least have that sense of, you know what, if so-and-so says it or if I read it on this message board, then maybe I should give it some consideration or,
right,
you know, you're
right.
A little more open-minded.
You're easily influenced in your teens.
Yes, but when you're in your 20s, I think that's a time where you think that you have got it down. You know all there is to know about life. You got it all figured out. You know more than every other generation before you, every other generation after you. You know it all.
Kiddos.
Then your 30s comes and you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me. What are you doing for Halloween?
For Halloween, I still have not gotten candy yet. So I got my stimulus check, I told you.
Why'd you get it so late?
Because I filed for it late.
Don't spend it. Save it.
All right. I don't want to talk about my stimulus check, do you?
Fuck, mine's gone.
What's going on for Halloween?
In West Hollywood, where they do, like, this huge, you know, Halloween thing on Santa Monica Boulevard, where it's just, like, a bunch of drag queens and, like, you know, all the gays come out, and it's just, like, a really good time. But anyway, aside from that whole point, there's this house in West Hollywood that they have a decoration of McCain that looks like a devil coming out of a chimney, and there's Palin on a noose.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, that shit is everywhere on the news. Like, they're trying to say that it's just a Halloween decoration, that they're going to take it down after Halloween, but, you know, fuck them. If they want to put that, whatever they... What the fuck is the big deal? Every morning when I'm getting ready for work, I have the news on, and I've heard it every morning for the past week and a half, and I am tired of it. Whatever.
You know, and I wonder with stuff like this, I wonder, do they realize that at this point they're like they're both opposite sides of the same coin? I mean, I just wonder if some people realize that.
It's disgusting.
It's the same ranting, the same bullshit, like fighting.
I know.
I was listening to Roseanne Barr, and I saw some video that she made, and she's supporting some third-party candidate, and I can't remember her name right now, but I looked her up just to see, and I mean, I really wasn't impressed enough to vote for her or anything, but it was interesting because she was on Bill Maher's show, and his impression was that she was talking about Republicans, and she said, no, I'm dangerously in the middle where politics should be.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the most coherent things that she said in about 20 years.
I agree with you. But, you know, right now a lot of people are confused and changing their political views and stuff. But I think it's just mass confusion and hysteria. So,
yeah, I agree. Okay, so is there anything else you want to talk about?
About doing you?
Oh, my God. What is up with you tonight?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm turning 30 or but I'm on this, like, rampage.
So you want to do it with an older woman?
Yeah. Now, like, I'm beginning to be the older woman, but, like, it'd be a nice experience.
It might.
Yep.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's strange because I started to realize that, like, now I was the older woman when I was around maybe, like, 32, 33. I was like, okay. And when I started doing this show, there's so many young listeners and they write in saying, you know, really nice things. But at the same time, it was kind of revelatory. They would be like, we just want you to know that, you know, all the young listeners support you.
Oh, man. And you're not even old. Give me a break.
No, I know. But I mean, you know, still it's kind of, I mean, to a 19-year-old, I'm ancient.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm still funny. So
okay.
If I didn't at least have a good humor, I'd probably want to shoot myself at this stage of the game.
No.
What are you going to do? What's in 10 years? 50. 10 years after 20. That? What's 10 years after that? Clogged arteries.
Oh, God.
10 years after that? We won't even have Social Security anymore by that time.
Yeah, and if we do, what are we going to get?
I know, good God. Let's hope it's even still there.
Yeah, I know. All this work that I do, all the money that comes out from my taxes and my Social Security, I'm just like, this better pay off one day. But the thing is, it's so sad because, like, I see, like, you know, my parents, for instance, and, like, Social Security is a joke. Thank God they saved their money, you know, because they're both retired now. And
yeah.
They laugh at their Social Security. They're like, whatever, you know?
It's such a small part. You know, some people live on their Social Security. My grandmother, that's her only income. And my grandfather, her husband's pension. That's right. It. That's all she has.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked.
It is.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, she worked her whole life like a dog.
Right.
Well, that's when there were jobs, you know?
That's when there was demand. And now there's like, the world is so overpopulated that'll take the job for minimum wage.
Right, right. And then people get upset when you talk or say anything about immigrants. They get upset, you know? It's like, it's such a touchy subject.
I know.
Do you think you're a sex addict?
You know, it's not like every girl that I meet, I want to get in their pants or anything like that. It's not like that. It's certain people can bring out something from me that is very rare. And when people can, it's when I'm like instantly intrigued. But it's hard to get to that part of my head. You know?
So when that does come along, is it impossible to resist it?
Yes.
Do you think you're a sex addict?
I've entertained the idea that I might be a sick perv. Yeah, so the depth of my perversion is extremely complex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Are you going to buy Halloween candy?
I'm not going to be here on Halloween.
Where are you going?
I'm going out. It's my birthday, so I'm obligated to go out.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is where I live off of one of the main streets where all the houses are, kind of like in the hills.
Right.
And you really can't see down my street because it's really dark, but it's at the end of the street, it's really light. It's a cul-de-sac, and
okay.
Nobody goes down our street. Like, rarely we get people that come out here on Halloween.
So you don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Not really, no.
I do. They come in gangs of 20 sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm thinking about not opening the door after a certain point.
Turn the lights off. You know, I mean, it kind of sucks.
But I don't want to be one of those people that has to be in the dark in their own house.
I know. And you know, that happens a lot. Like, I remember there used to be this one house that they would turn off all the lights and they'd put a bowl in front of the house full of pennies. Like, what the fuck? Thanks for the penny.
That's actually very smart in a way. Because then it means, you know, leave us alone, get lost. Did I tell you? I think I told you last year that my grandmother gives them pennies anyway.
Oh, God.
She'll throw 5 or 6 pennies in each of their bag.
Oh, my God.
Like she gave them something.
Have you ever, like, went to pay for something? And I rarely pay for anything with cash because I always just use my debit card.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I do have a bunch of cash and I have a bunch of change, and I don't know, let's say I have, like, 35 cents in pennies.
Right.
They get so mad when you want to use your pennies.
Over here they get mad when you want to use quarters.
Oh, God.
Sometimes. They're like, why can't you just let me break? You know, like, they get annoyed. Yeah, they act like it's not money. Screw you. In times like this, you better be happy we're even paying, and I'm not driving straight through that wooden thing at the toll.
I know, right?
That I'm not crashing through it.
Isn't the toll, like, $8 now?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's, like, $7.50 to go anywhere.
Is it to go in and out of the city?
Well, Bloombucks wanted to do that, and if he gets elected for a third term, which I hope he won't, you know, he probably will try to impose that again, where you have to pay $7, $8 just to drive into the city.
And then the parking, then another $50?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. Oh, please get along. Him and Chucky Quinn, his partner in crime, Chucky Quinn.
Yeah.
Christine Quinn, she's city council here.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to run for mayor, but now that he wants to extend the term limits to run for a third term, she's not going to run because her and the swine 29, they all voted for Bloomberg to run for a third term.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I was saying, I Twittered the other day, which, by the way, I update my Twitter all the time. You should really start a Twitter.
What's a Twitter? It sounds like a fucking sex toy.
Twitter.com. Go to it. One of my friends, Owen, told me about it. And it's actually pretty interesting. I update, like, maybe every 24 hours or so, I at least try to do. It's like microblogging.
Oh, I see. You know what? I'm not on the computer as much as I used to be.
Yeah, I know. Twitter.com, the lesbian mafia, by the way. Anyway, I know. But, you know, just make the account anyway. Why not?
Twitter, TWI.
Yeah, because then you could, like, live blog. If there's, like, an event that's happening, you could get on there and live blog, which is pretty cool. Like, I haven't done live blogging yet, but we could, you know?
Yeah, I got to check it out.
But yeah, and I was saying on there the other day that if we could extend term limits for Bloombucks, because we certainly didn't, the voters didn't. We didn't even get a chance to vote on it.
Right.
But if he can just decide, him and those city council people, if they could just decide that they feel like it. And also, they can also decide when they get a raise, too, by the way. They gave themselves a raise. They decided that they needed a raise, too. But anyway, if they could just decide that Bloombucks can extend term limits so that he could run again, why won't they do that for George Bush? Why don't we extend term limits for W and let him run a third term? I'm sure that he'll get plenty of voters.
That you'd have sudden death syndrome if that happened at this point. Shit.
I know. Let's just pray to God that everything turns out okay.
Yeah, I know. It's a scary time.
Yeah. Okay, I love you.
I love you too.
Trick or treat!
Bobby, hello.
Hello.
So Halloween's coming, and how does the NYPD deal with Halloween? Like, are you afraid that people are going to throw eggs at you at Halloween?
No, not at all. Ain't nobody going to throw eggs at me.
Are you going to be at the parade, the Halloween parade?
No, but there will be a lot of other officers at the parade.
They don't put you on the streets anymore because you're a sergeant now? Is that why?
No. Once in a while I do, but I'm just not doing that one.
Are you happy because it's freezing this year?
I am happy because I can't take all that crowds of people and masks. because I don't like when you can't see who you're actually dealing with, and there's a lot of people in mass, and you don't know who's who. That's, I don't like that one. Yeah, that's what I don't like, is that, you know, people are wearing masks, you don't know who's who, and that's a good time for somebody to be really stupid or do something stupid and run, and you don't know who they're, you know, you don't have a good description. You were like, I think he was in a Batman costume. He grabs somebody's bag and he's running down the street and he's wearing a Cinderella costume or something like that.
Right, like, how do you, like, describe a crime seriously when you're like, he was 6'2" and he was wearing a Pippi Longstocking.
He was wearing, like, a hop, like, you know, you have to try to describe the costume, and then that's weird because they could take it off, and then you don't really know who they are.
Yeah, that's true, too, yeah.
Sometimes, most of the people out there that have fun, I mean, you don't get too much craziness going on. But I feel sorry for all those girls that want to be really cute and they wear, like, these little short skirts and you know they're freezing their asses off. I'm like, more power to you. I give them, like, big ups to them.
Yeah, I know. More power to you that you're an idiot. Put some clothes on.
Because I'm not walking around in no little skirt just to be, like, I was going to be a little schoolgirl. First, I wanted to be a police officer, which is retarded because, you know, whatever.
How would you be a police officer for Halloween? Can you explain that to me? How would you do that? I don't get it. And why?
Like, wear, like, a little skirt with like, guard belt and, like, a little gun in my little guard. Like, I was going to be a sexy police officer, not the regular officer you would see.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a really great idea. Why don't you do that?
I don't know. I changed my mind. But then I wanted to be a little schoolgirl with ponytails. I don't know.
I think that it's our obligation to do safety tips for Halloween.
Okay.
You're the one who should be doing this. Hold on. You should have safety tips. Don't you have safety tips?
Safety tips. Don't let your kids go trick-or-treating alone. Make sure you check the candy. No open candy. Go in crowds to, like when you're going like out trick-or-treating and stuff like that.
Is that why they come in gangs of 20 to my house?
If someone put a sign that says, take one piece of candy, take one piece of candy. Last year I put like a big basket outside, take one piece, took the whole goddamn basket.
You're lucky I wasn't there. I would have just taken the whole bowl. Okay.
Gone. I was like, what part of take one piece did they get?
Okay, we'll continue on. Make sure that the costume that your child is wearing is designed with safety in mind.
Right.
It should be made of fireproof material.
Because we don't want a kid running down the street on flames.
Oh, God forbid. Right. Or you could actually put a flammable Halloween costume on your partner if you don't want to be with them anymore. And accidentally, you know, just like fling a match. You know when you do that with your finger, like you fling a match with your finger, like from the... Do you know what I'm talking about?
To someone that's on fire, like you set them on fire?
Yeah, to like your lover who has a flammable costume on, you know. All right, children should always be accompanied by an adult. I don't know who doesn't know stuff like this. Children should be re-educated to not go with any strangers, no matter what the promise is, especially to not get
the house.
Oh yeah, right, don't go into the house.
He says, come in, I have the bowl of candy in the living room. You go bring it, goddammit.
Yeah, just immediately stab them if they say that. If somebody says to your child, come in the house, what you do is you walk over to them and you pound them in the chest 100 times. That's sick. Parents should stress to their children that no treats should be consumed before there is an opportunity to inspect them. And driving adults should understand that there will be tremendous pedestrian traffic on Halloween night. Extra driving caution should be taken.
Right.
We did our good deed.
We did.
Maybe we saved a life on Halloween. Drive slowly on Halloween. I drive about 5 miles an hour on Halloween, which annoys other drivers. But God forbid you get a kid under the hood of your car, that's it. It's over.
Oh, my God, that would be horrible.
Yeah, no, and it sounds terrible to say it that way, but...
What if the kid is dressed as a speedball? And you run him over.
That would be very bad. And, you know, especially if it's getting closer to nighttime, you know, be aware if you're wearing an all-black costume and it's nighttime. Be aware when you're in the middle of the street and there's crowds and there's a lot of people. Like, be aware that there's a lot of confusion going on, you know. Have you ever been pelted by an egg?
You can carry, like, fake guns and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
right.
If it's a fake gun, make sure it has a...
Has anybody pelted you with an egg while you were in uniform?
No. I will not stand for that type of behavior.
Has anybody sprayed you with?
Oh, they don't. They people don't do that. They don't mess with cops like that.
You know what I would do to you on Halloween if you were in uniform? I would spray spaghetti string all over you.
Oh my God. That will not be happening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks for tuning in. Have a happy and safe Halloween. And, oh, don't forget that if you happen to not have your iPod on you, or if you're somewhere and you want, or don't have your computer handy, you can always call in and listen to the show on your telephone. Just a reminder, 651-925-1610. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.
Can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, they talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we when does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.